With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. More Republican states sue to block President Joe Biden's student loan repayment plan. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Seven states, led by Missouri, have filed a new federal lawsuit challenging Biden's SAVE plan, which has become a new legal target for conservative opponents after they toppled the first attempt at student loan cancellation. It largely mirrors another suit filed last month in 11 states. The new suit says that Biden is unilaterally trying to impose an extraordinarily expensive and controversial policy that he could not get through Congress. The Education Department says that Congress gave the agency power to define terms of certain repayment plans in 1993, and that authority has been used before. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There have been actions taken against a firm blamed for defective sleep apnea machines.
The company responsible for global recall of sleep apnea machines will be barred from resuming production at U.S. facilities until it meets a number of safety requirements. Philips will also be required to overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems and hire independent experts to vet the changes. A court order says the company must also continue to replace, repair, or provide refunds to all U.S. customers who got the defective devices. Philips has recalled more than 5 million CPAP machines since 2021. Internal foam in the devices can break down over time, leading users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. I'm Norman Hall.
A near total ban on abortions is set to take effect in Arizona after the state Supreme Court ruled the state can enforce its long dormant law, making abortion illegal in all cases except where a mother's life is at stake. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 9 points, the NASDAQ rose 52, the S&P 500 advanced 7. This is SRN News. Another major corporation goes all in on transgenderism.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An international campaign to ban surrogacy has received a strong endorsement from the Vatican. A top official's calling for a broad-based alliance to stop the commercialization of life catering to wealthy would-be parents. The Vatican's overall position stems from its belief human life begins at conception and must be given the consequent respect and dignity from that moment on. Experts say an international ban on surrogacy is not likely to happen. SRN News. Norfolk Southern Railroad has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class-action lawsuit for a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, last year.
If approved by a court, Norfolk Southern will settle with all class-action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. It'll also give participating residents personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment. In February 2023, 50 cars of a 150-car freight train derailed on the outskirts of East Palestine, near the Pennsylvania state line. Some of those cars contained hazardous materials and led to 1,500 to 2,000 people needing to evacuate. Norfolk Southern said that people and businesses will be able to use the compensation from the settlement in any manner they see fit. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Many Eclipse visitors to northern New England had to pull an all-nighter navigating crammed roads in order to leave. They inched their way back home Monday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.